News release: Nova Scotia Health. Nova Scotia Health Public Health is advising of potential exposures to COVID-19 at various locations in Central Zone and several flights. In addition to media releases, all potential exposure notifications are listed here. As Nova Scotia moves into a stage of living with COVID-19 as we go about our daily activities, there will be changes in how public health communicates COVID-19 public exposures. We will no longer be issuing exposures based on the risk levels of low, moderate, or high. We will be issuing COVID precaution notifications and COVID exposure notifications, where your self-isolation and testing requirements will be based on your vaccination status. COVID precaution notifications will be issued if there has been a potential exposure of minimal risk to the public. COVID exposure notifications will be issued when the public has had close contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID-19. Protecting the health of Nova Scotians is our priority and focus. Any decision is made carefully in consideration of the risk posed to the community. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. COVID precaution notification: regardless of whether or not you have COVID-19 symptoms, those present at the following locations on the named dates and times for at least 15 minutes are required to follow the self-monitoring, self-isolation, and testing instructions noted below based on your vaccination status. Your father's mustache, 5686 Spring Garden Road, Halifax. On September 6, between 2 p.m. and 4:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 20. The Pint Public House, 1575 Argyle Street, Halifax. On September 8, between 5:30 p.m. and 9:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 22. Halifax Ale House, 1717 Brunswick Street, Halifax. On September 8, between 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 22. Montana's, 101 Shuby Drive, Dartmouth. On September 10, between 5:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 24. Palladium, 21 Cabela Road, Dartmouth. On September 10, between 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m., it is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus at this location on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 24. If you are fully vaccinated, your second dose of COVID-19 vaccine was 14 or more days before the date of the exposure. You are not required to self-isolate or to be tested, unless you develop symptoms. Self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days from the exposure. Symptoms include a new or worsening cough, and two or more of the following: fever, i.e. chills, sweats, shortness of breath, sore throat, runny nose, nasal congestion, or headache. Anyone who develops symptoms is required to self-isolate, book a COVID-19 test, and stay isolated until you receive a negative test result. If you are not fully vaccinated, you have only had one dose of COVID-19 vaccine or have not received any COVID-19 vaccine, you are at risk of contracting COVID-19. We do not require you to isolate, unless you develop symptoms. We strongly recommend you get tested at least 72 hours after the exposure, whether or not you have symptoms. Self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days from the exposure, including new or worsening cough, fever, i.e. chills, sweats, shortness of breath, sore throat, runny nose, nasal congestion, or headache. Anyone who develops symptoms is required to self-isolate, book a COVID-19 test, and stay isolated until you receive a negative test result. COVID exposure notification: regardless of whether or not you have COVID-19 symptoms, those present on the following flights in the specified rows and seats are required to follow the self-monitoring, self-isolation, and testing instructions noted below based on your vaccination status. WestJet 228 traveling on September 2 from Calgary, 11:10 p.m., to Halifax, 6:46 a.m. on September 3. Passengers in rows 3 to 9, seats C, D, E and F. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 17. Air Canada 668 traveling on September 4 from Montreal, 10:32 p.m., to Halifax, 1 a.m. on September 5. Passengers in rows 29 to 33, seats A, B, C and D. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 19. WestJet 254 traveling on September 4 from Toronto, 9:45 p.m., to Halifax, 12:54 a.m. on September 5, passengers in rows 16 to 22, seats A, B, C and D. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 19. Air Canada 674 traveling on September 5 from Calgary, 9:55 a.m., to Halifax, 5:40 p.m., passengers in rows 14 to 20, seats C, D, E and F. It is anticipated that anyone exposed to the virus on this flight on the named date may develop symptoms up to, and including, September 19. If you are fully vaccinated, your second dose of COVID-19 vaccine was 14 or more days before the date of the exposure. You are not required to self-isolate or to be tested, unless you develop symptoms. Self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19 for 14 days from the exposure. Symptoms include a new or worsening cough, and two or more of the following: fever, i.e. chills, sweats, shortness of breath, sore throat, runny nose, nasal congestion, or headache. Anyone who develops symptoms is required to self-isolate, book a COVID-19 test, and stay isolated until you receive a negative test result. If you are not fully vaccinated, you have only had one dose of COVID-19 vaccine or have not received any COVID-19 vaccine, you are at risk of contracting COVID-19. Immediately self-isolate, whether or not you have symptoms. Book a COVID-19 test. Book a second COVID-19 test 6 or 7 days after the exposure. You can stop isolating after 7 full days only if this test is negative and you have no symptoms. Please avoid contact with immunocompromised people, i.e. nursing homes. A third test is recommended on day 14. If you choose not to be tested on day 6 or 7, you must isolate for a full 14 days from your most recent exposure. Testing continues to be strongly recommended after initial exposure and on day 14. For those who require testing, to book your COVID-19 test click here or call 811 if you don't have online access or if you have other symptoms that concern you. When booking your test online, please select the reason for testing as, I was at one of the exposure sites at the date and time identified in a recent public health public service announcement or letter where testing was recommended. Please note, please get tested at a COVID-19 testing center or public health mobile unit. Do not go to a pop-up rapid testing location. Anyone who is traveling within Canada into Nova Scotia, from outside of Prince Edward Island and Newfoundland and Labrador, must follow the provincial travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. Anyone who is traveling from outside of Canada into Nova Scotia must follow the federal travel regulations based on vaccination status. View details here. If you are not fully vaccinated, please click here or call 1-833-797-7772. When Nova Scotia Health Public Health makes a public notification, it is not in any way a reflection on the behavior or activities of those named in the notification. All Nova Scotians are advised to continue monitoring for COVID-19 symptoms and are urged to follow public health guidelines on how to access care. Up-to-date information about COVID-19 is available here.